Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Hello, Reds. It's a quick special Red News podcast 212. Post Wolves away, because we've done enough during the various shit shows of the season. So if we can't just have an extraordinary quick podcast to celebrate one of those rare, great, delightful wins, can look at it from two ways. If we hadn't have had the delight of Manu, then it would have been a shit show. I'm still thinking we brought on two experienced subs to shore up the game and the defence, and both lummoxes head forward for a corner, and then it's the charge of the Light Brigade back. And I've watched it since, and I'm just thinking, that shows, if anyone just says, where's Alexa, where's the stupidity of our team, show that goal. But fuck all that, because we could look at it from that point of view, leave that to when we're moaning about the team, because this 53-year-old arthritic got up and danced around the room, and it ain't been happening much. So imagine what that end must have been like. It was just delightful. Like, yes, all the negatives. I've still never seen a better not start Nathan on Unana. A goalie who just stares at the ball as it goes in. It's like, what are you doing? You're supposed to move. It was like me doing very, I didn't want to go in goal during primary school. Just stop watching it. But that's for another day. There'll be plenty more misery ahead. Just his touch, you don't want to get carried away. You don't want the pressure added to a kid. But bloody hell, that backs up what people have been saying, that he is quite some potential. And we're seeing it already, 8 Premier League games in. Seems level-headed, interviewed afterwards. Just, yes. And to imagine that United end, fair play, all of you there. Chubbed again. Chubbed for Luton, anyone hears. Right, so yeah, this is more, please don't say mag-centric, please don't say mag-centric. Going to say mag-centric to plug the mag, because it gets, we've got a lot of mags to come now. If anyone's subscribed in the campaign, we've got 4 mags left. But that obviously means less time to sell them at now. Good that there's loads of stuff coming. And I've got the Teddy Sheringham interview, so up yours, Nick Delors, who said he'd give me a bogus number. And fair play, because everyone has this perception of Teddy. And can I call him Teddy yet? And I interviewed him in 98, and he was having a bad time, and the press were on him a little bit. His form, he'd just come, and we'll get into that in the interview. It's not you, Teddy, it's us after Eric. I ask him that. And He did all these media interviews in a big noisy bar that I still can't remember the name of. And then he sussed me, and Steve Black was there as well. And he said, let's go up. And we did it upstairs, peace and quiet, his old man in the corner. And I thought, that's different to how you imagine King of Deansgate. Asked him about that too. And for this time, he didn't need to do it. You know, a fanzine, he doesn't do many interviews at all. He doesn't like doing it, you know. And then you'll read it that he goes, this is for the fanzine, yeah. And he goes, that they suddenly, some of them open up when they know it's a fanzine, and that's really appreciated. So it's a really, but he gave a bit of squeaky bum, because he'd been away for Christmas, and he messages saying at 8 o'clock, when I was dropping out of, he said, can you do it in 45 minutes? It's like, gulp. And got all the questions, even though I could ask 1,000 off the top of my head. So yeah, that's good. But that's going to be in the April one. Get on to this one. Just thank fuck January is over. And I was going to say, I was watching in my United moments, watching back the Burnley sweet Evans pass. There, you were doing something sensible, Johnny. Bruno whacks it in, and Eric said afterwards, you see, they fight for the team, yeah? God, that's a terrible, fucking pathetic Dutch accents to my list. But yeah, but I thought last night, you cannot say, they may be stupid as fuck sometimes, but they are still fighting. And I thought, Martinez, hopefully that bodes well, stay fit, stay fit, stay fit. But he added something, you could see, he was just excellent. And Delo, I'll give credit, they all were sure for the thing. Marcus, now, you'll get the proviso, I'm not going to agree with everything in the mag, and I don't agree a couple of times with what people you'll read have said about Rashford. I'm a bit more sympathetic. Yes, he's having a nightmare. What were you doing? I just generally, maybe it's as I've got older, just think, he's a young lad who's clearly not right. And after a spell of scoring and pointing that his head was right, it's clearly not. So I'm going to be more sympathetic. Can't I can't say on one hand, you know, all we do in December, and then say on the other, yeah, markers. But I do think people, maybe exploiting is too harsh a word, but people with him and using him are really badly advising him. And you can't swing the PR when it's good and bask in that and all the rewards you get for that and some of the daft things you then do with those rewards. And I'm sure we'll hear more about that. And you'll read that in March gossip. But equally, where's the sensible heads around him reining it in? But we saw, I don't know, that's one of those, will we get a happy ending or will he be off in the summer? There's so many. I still think Eric won't last to next season. I hope he does. As I said, after West Ham, a couple of things, Casemiro and Manu could work. I think Casemiro's gone up a level. Let's see, but you do not write off that level of quality. Yeah, the legs may be slower, but in sitting deep, what he does is he's got the brain that McTominay doesn't have. McTominay can come on and score all these goals, yeah, but Manu has then the energy that can offset what Casemiro's doing. So there's no pathway to sudden success and glory, but I'm just thinking it gave you a little thing of hope that Martin is back, your players are back, but I honestly think the goalie needs to be dropped. I don't think he will be, but I think he's going through a lot of shit himself. He's clearly not confident. He's clearly not showing us what he's capable of, apart from odd moments. The commentary yesterday said, you know, like, he's got the best goals per shot ratio. But you can use stats all you like and shove them up your arse. What I can see with my eyes is a very poor keeper at the moment. And I honestly think, take him out of the limelight for a month and then see what he's at. Fergie would do it. Why not here? So thank fuck January's over. I fucking hate it. And that February Eric's bald bastards are back. So getting on to... So I was saying, like, right, Sunday, it's Nick and Nathan. My trains, and please don't let me get started on that, are a nightmare. Yeah, cockney twat. But I don't know. I hope I'll just make kickoff or even an hour selling, but I'm not sure even on that. It's been a nightmare. And to think for 48 years of travelling up for games, always on the train usually, loved it. And this spell has just been horrendous. Get the violins out, but it's just sapping. So I don't know. So if you see me with an hour to go, it's been a good day. And if you don't see me selling, but please, that means there's only two of the lads who don't want to be out there early on a Sunday morning, but will be for the mag. So yeah, I'm going to go through it. Listen to that. They've arrived, so the subs will start going out. And I'm going to go through it, if you don't mind a bit, because this is a podcast for a mag. And please hang on, those who just want to fuck off, you've got Nathan to come, and I hope Nick hasn't let us down and he's done a little thing. The bullshit proviso again, you're not always going to agree, so if you don't agree, don't sulk off and never buy it again. Add your input, put something different in, and stop the clocks. Emma for the April mag, the Sheringham one, where Tim has done a belting Rotterdam one as jibbing off school as a 12-year-old, which that mag alone excites me and gets me going. Emma's done her pen pal story. It's a grisly one, but if you've got any random thoughts on pen pals, if you did it, if you had horror stories like Emma, or if you had good stories like we'll also have, please send it in. Bullshit of Modern Football, love it. It's a compilation of a lot of people. There are some funny lines in that. We've got an exclusive interview with Chris Blackhurst, who spoke to the pod and now updates his thoughts after the 25% deal broke. He's the author of The World's Biggest Cash Machine. Carlo writes as a regular, Ben Bobbles, then I've got Dave, who's been patient. This is how the mag works, who sends something about a year ago. We finally, it's poetic that it fits into the 1990 FA Cup run and all the aways, which hopefully leads to the same conclusion this season that he's written about. He did everyone apart from not getting into Sheffield United, and it starts off this. My editorial is about my thoughts on 25% and staying true to a fanzine ethos. We're not journalists, we're just Reds. We're not this big thing, but we try and have a small mag with a big voice, and we keep holding them all to account, whoever it is. So that's what we do with Ineos. We don't give anyone a free pass. We're a fanzine. So I hope you appreciate that, and that's what I do. We pay a little tribute to the Babes. A lovely story I came across, Jimmy Murphy, that I'd seen the limited quote, but the extended quote about Big Duncan. Dan, then we've got Growler as ever, thanks to Toe. And then, what we've done is away match tickets. And your thoughts, 13 Reds And I'm supportive of the lollipop, but I do think it should be topped up. And what they should do is allow a younger element to come in who've been applying for every game. And also for the likes of me, who only apply for the games I'm going to and I haven't had a ticket for over a year. And also, I didn't get last season's counted up to give me a chance of... So I'm getting knocked back all the time, but not getting a return or anything. So I feel a bit helpless, really, and only been thankfully helped by others. But again, that's part of the system. So 13 Reds offer their views. Your emails, there's a couple of funny ones. Luton away, we re-update what it was like during the banned years. Managed to get in every year. Imagine that, getting when you're banned, don't get when you get tickets. Then MUFC and family, Mitch... a good Cockney Red explains his story, and it connects with Jeff Bent. It's a lovely little story. And then the cover story, it's just Steve Crabtree, which is very emotional. His dad died at the 1985 Cup Final, and I can't thank him enough for having the, I don't know what the word would be, will. And the tribute is just so moving to his dad and how it shaped his United support, and it's what United is all about out of the such sad circumstances. And I just can't thank him enough for writing it, and you just be moved. There's no other way about it. Then Rob, then there's a couple of views on Rashford. I'm going to disagree, but it's a fanzine. Then Sparky, then Tim is back with a story about a bloodied penis, which I said, do something, because the subject matter can be tough with Ineos and that. Do something funny. And then he sends me a story about his penis being ripped in half. A lad who knows about deals such as this writes about his thoughts. We've got Julian about Galatasaray. We've got Duncan with his trip to Monaco 98, which is really funny. And then well-sourced gossip. There's some good stuff in there as ever. And then Pete Shaw goes for 8 bloody pages about the strategic review. And it is, there's some brilliant liners and a nice back page. So, look, if you enjoy the podcast, what we're saying is 4 mags left and then the sub campaign will start up the end of March. Please support us if you can. Really, really means a lot. We're a small, small mag in a big world. But what we try and do is like authors, dare I quote, like Cormac McCarthy says, keep the fires burning, whatever you do. And that's what we try and do. So, and then I've got hates of the week, I'll just say Avanti straight away. It did make me laugh that the ticket office, they keep sending, you know, we've sold out, but here's availability. And it's just this endless, it's trying to flog hospitality. And you think it's a bit cheeky, like people, members will be opening it up thinking, I've got a chance, and then it's saying, but we've sold out, but here's your only chance. You don't need to do, well, they do it. Ken Barlow is 91, just cannot get over that. The City bloke coming, I've got no fucking idea, but it's intention, and it's football intention. And the statement, as I mentioned in the editorial, is ridiculously funny. And it basically, in corporate speak, it just says the Glazers were shit. what else I've got to say? Started Kin. Really enjoyed that. Whoever recommended that, really good. And finally, we lost another good Red in Terry Stewart. We'll have a tribute in the next mag. From Kilburn to Stockport and lots of places, lots and lots of places and stories in between. He was locked up for the ferry, and me, Mum and Veg used to visit him in a Nick Lear, Lowestoft, and that was an eye-opener for a 14, 15-year-old lad going to these places. And he kept his spirits up, and he had so many friends. And if he entered a room, knew he was in there, and you'd make you smile with his one-liners. And he was a loon, yeah, but he was at his softer side, and like everything, yeah, it was an eclectic mix, loving two-tone, Scar. He knew Terry Hall, Terry Christian. He just got everywhere, and he loved his bloody food. But he'd look after Mum. He always said, you're my second Mum. And when it was kicking off, if he wasn't kicking off, he'd be looking after Mum. And just funny character in an era when there were so many, that he was just a good character. So RIP, mate. From lots of us and to a lot of his friends who I know. So take care, everyone. Just a quickie, but celebrate last night and moments last night, because we haven't had many, and let it be a start No, I'm not going to get carried away, but this lad, yeah, I might be getting carried away with. Take care of yourselves as well, please, everyone, and hopefully see you Sunday.
Hello, everyone. Barney's asked me to do a quick little thing regarding the last couple of games. Sadly, the last time I was talking to myself like this, I was on a nice beach, but today I'm actually just sat in work. So the last couple of games, what, against Wolves and then Newport, to me they were mirror images of themselves, really, and that's not necessarily a good thing. I know we won both of them, but we start off really, really well, and then something changes and we can't kill off a game. And arguably we were very lucky to come away with something in both of those games. It's just, it feels like we can't kill games off. We can't either kill them off by just scoring 4 or 5 like we should have done last night. Last night we had so many chances, it could easily have been 5 or 6 nil at half time, but it wasn't. And then we don't, it's almost as if the manager is incapable of changing the way that we play mid-game to contain it. You know, like, take City for example, like, as it pains me to do, if they could sit on a 1-0 and see it out. If they wanted to, they could change the way they play and see out 1-0 easily. We can't even do that at 2 or 3. And it's like, he's got his game plan so far in the last couple of games where it's, we're starting well for once and we're actually scoring, but then you need to have that plan B of, right, we need to sit on this now, and we can't do it. And you know, last night, absolutely super, what, like, we've said it for weeks, haven't we, that Mainoo is class, but these last couple of games where he's now scoring, is that because he's got Casemiro with him and them two, and they're just sharing that workload and he's able to take these chances more? But that was, what a moment. But that was an individual moment of genius, not anything to do with any game plan. So yeah, I just think at some point, well, I say at some point, it's caught us out a lot of times already this season, the way that we can't change up during games. You know, we've let 2-0 scores go multiple times this season already and lost. It just happens to be in the last couple of games we've been able to then scrape it back and win. So we'll see. He's asked me to mention about Rashford as well, I think. Hopefully it's a one-off. Well, it's not a one-off because we know of other examples, but maybe this is the one that makes him realise. Because, you know, if the new regime come in and they do say, right, well, your time's up, we're going to cash in on you, and he doesn't want to leave, maybe this is the thing that books his ideas up. And if it is, and he kicks on and puts his head down and starts doing well again, then brilliant. And if he doesn't, and his attitude drops again and stuff happens, then yeah, I think it's time to let him go and to get some money in for him. But hopefully the fact that is United through and through, will he'll realise and things will change, but we'll see. So yeah, he asked me to do 90 seconds and I've done almost 4 minutes, so I'll shut up now and see you all on Sunday. Buy the mag, it's a new mag. I know that's what he's doing here. Barney wants to talk about that, but yeah, come and say hello. See you later.
Hi there, Nick from Red News. Barney's asked us to do a quick 3 minute sum up. Hopefully it's not going to be that long of me going on, of just sort of last night's game against Wolves. Definitely happy we won. You've got to be, aren't you, really? Doesn't matter how you win, as long as you get the points on the board, and we badly need them. This football club, honestly, they're very entertaining, at least, and I think that's one thing you can say. It's just funny how we turn this week into Billy Big Bollocks about being 2-0 up against Newport and somehow managed to try and throw that game away, and then being 2-0 up against Wolves and absolutely dominating in what was probably our best 45 minutes of the season. Most complete performance. Hoyland looked excellent. I know I've criticised him, I think I'm probably on the last podcast, for his runs. Worked his socks off. I thought he was outstanding for the first 45 minutes last night. Maybe a little bit longer than that. Maybe being a bit harsh. It's just so funny, aren't we, how we can go from Eric out, you know, what's he doing with, you know, sending nine men up for a corner in the last minute when you're winning and you don't need a goal, to, oh my God, are we the greatest football club in the world? You know, what a result towards the end, and a special goal from a special talent in Mainoo. Absolute brilliant goal, that. I mean, as much as I love the Garnacho goal, and it's probably our best goal of the season, that's probably not far behind it. Just the way that he managed to keep the ball under control, he never looked like losing it. And I've watched that goal back so many times, probably as many as the Garnacho goal, and it gets better every time that you see it. But again, is there anything more Man United right now than getting a stoppage time last minute winner in a game and then having an email come through telling you that your season ticket's going up by 5% and that you've got to use it in 17 out of 19 games? Because I can't think of anything more Man United than that. But let's not dwell on the negatives. This is the longest unbeaten run of the season that we've had, which is concerning considering it's only four matches. But, you know, hey, look, the wins are in the column, aren't they? We're in the next round of the FA Cup, hopefully with a potential decent away there at Bristol or Bristol City or Forest as well. Good allocation, so that's positive. And starting to climb the league table. And if we can beat West Ham on Sunday again, try and put a bit of pressure on them and try and get some distance between us and the rest of the pack and make that sort of top potential five for Europe. Lastly as well, I don't know if Barney's going to be able to sell on Sunday. So if you are being Barney's spot selling the mag, please come over and say hello. Definitely come over and say hello, because it's probably going to be freezing on that bridge, as if anyone who's ever bought the mag before will definitely attest to, especially when you stood there for 3 hours looking like an absolute lemon, being asked if it's the programme every 30 seconds. If you come over to me, by the way, and ask me if it is the programme, I probably will not greet you and I might potentially throw you in the canal. So please don't do that. But if you could buy a copy of the mag and come over and say hello and just keep us a little bit entertained and make sure our spirits are up while we're selling, Nathan and I massively appreciate that. Right, look at that, right in the dot. 2 minutes 59. Hope you're happy, Barney. Cheers now. Glory, glory, Man United.